You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm a big boy.
That's the amazing thing. You have someone like Joe Biden who's actually in worse physical shape than Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Matt wanted me to do a big boy show, so I found this clip.
I am a big boy.
That might have to be put on the drop board, Matt, I think.
I mean, about him being a big boy. We can put it on the drop board, sure.
Very important. We should do one day. Maybe tomorrow will be a fun show on a Friday. We should do the history of the drops. Like, why do we have the drops and where do they come from? Because we got like 20, at least 20, probably there.
We're working on it. We had to crowd a few other things out.
Freedom One, the whole thing. So, now this should be made news. And I know the campaign has released it, but the group, I don't know what they think they're doing. But in a surprising turn of events.
Surprising to anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
The Tucson Police or Officers Association. Uh-huh. Former spokesman was Laura Conover's brother, Jason Winsky.
Gotcha.
Has come off the sidelines and has enthusiastically endorsed Mike Jetty for county attorney. I was kept on asking, are they going to get off their rear ends and jump into this
take a
race? Because every one of their officers, other than Jason, because it's his sister, hates Conover. Just hates her. Or maybe, I don't know what Sergeant Gilsing is doing, I'm sure he's giving hot cocoa to the Pio Nuevo residents right now. Okay. So, Tucson's largest police officer union, TPOA, has enthusiastically and unequivocally endorsed Mike Jetty to be the new Pima County attorney. This endorsement is a testament to Jetty's proven track record and deep understanding of local issues. These concerns are particularly relevant as the Pima County attorney candidate has received overwhelming support from local law enforcement, victims, prosecutors, and defense attorneys, everyone who has a firm understanding of the criminal justice system. Jetty, honored to receive the support of the officers who risk their lives every day. It's telling that the Tucson's largest police union does not support the current county attorney. Instead, they chose experience, compassion for victims because it matters. Jetty has received the endorsement of U.S. District Attorney Paul Charlton, former Pima County Superior Judge Deborah Bernini, the Arizona chapter of the National Organization of Women. I love that the National Organization of Women has chosen Mike Jetty over What's-Her-Face. That's pretty good.
Well, National Organization of Women are probably concerned with crimes against women.
Yep.
Domestic violence, etc.
So, anyway, I was
so there were there the National Association, just to pull the thread a little bit, the National Association is endorsing somebody that Laura Conover is trying to paint as a right wing wacko.
Of course.
So that just shows you that Conover's campaign argument about Jetty, that's one of her biggest things, was he's a Republican for 15 minutes.
Correct.
And he's backed by right wing extremist Goldwater Institute. That's their words, not mine. Okay.
Now remember, I know I'm doing my, my Michael Caine.
Yeah.
I remember that, what happened was that, now I want to make sure that the National Organization of Women didn't endorse multiple candidates, which is possible. Let me see here.
Okay.
They did not. So just Mike.
Okay.
I just want to double make sure. So let's see. Hold on. The chicken.
Well, it kind of torpedoes her argument that he's some sort of a right-wing Republican MAGA extremist.
The poultry pusher is telling me that the... I'm just kidding. Josh just texted me. The National Organization of Women endorsed Conover in 2020, but endorsed...
Oh, it came off of a previous endorsement.
Even better.
That's huge.
The National Organization of Women, after 3.5 years of Laura Conover, are done with her.
I'm just shocked that the National Organization of Women and Ron Barber are on different sides of an issue. That's quite interesting.
It's true.
It's fascinating.
Let's see who's on board for Laura Conover. Now, all of us know the reality of the streets of Tucson. We all do. Just drive.
We report it every day on the station.
We have former Republican Chris Mays. Former Congressman Ron Barber. Former State Rep Andres Canos. Planned Parenthood. Dennis DeConcini. The old white safe people are just loving Laura, scooping her up. Scottsdale resident Ann Kirkpatrick. Phoenix resident Adrian Fontes.
And part-time walker, or part-time falling over.
Phoenix resident Ruben Gallego. Oh, my God.
Groundswell.
I didn't realize that Nita Trasoff had 6 months as vice mayor. They put former vice mayor Nita Trasoff. Could go in Dwight Schrute. Paul Cunningham, you suck, Paul Cunningham. If you want proof that the badass super mama's stiletto is firmly grinding into Paul's groin, this is the moment. How do you look at a TPD officer straight in the face and went, you know, give me some more Conover? What the hell is wrong with you? Kevin Dahl, I understand.
He actually was next door to the police station, and he moved a mile away from them. Yeah. So he doesn't, you know, have to look them in the eyes.
Paul, I know you got respiratory problems. I know. With his mouth breathing. I know. Let me give you some other locals that want some more Laura Conover.
Who else? That was not a comprehensive list.
No, we got more.
Arizona
Corporation Commission candidate Josh Polacek. You guys know Josh.
Household name.
Is he a Tucsonan? I don't know. Yeah. But Laura, because she's your county attorney.
Gotcha.
Your county attorney.
Our.
Let's get to some locals.
Okay. So even with Josh Palachek, that was not a comprehensive. There's still more. There are still more people?
There's more.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see. Hold on. Hold on here. We're getting there. Just want to see something real quick here. Okay. Now, let's get to some more locals that want Laura Conover. Are you ready? Are you guys ready?
No, I am. I am on pins and needles.
I think his office is nearby. You can probably get there on a bicycle. Texas Travis County DA Jorge Garza.
Texas. As in two states away, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Not Texas Canyon over by Dragoon. No.
The thing.
Gotcha.
Former Galveston, Texas mayor Barbara Cruz wants more Laura Conover.
Of course.
Former LD18 candidate Nathan Davis. Yes.
A candidate. Not even somebody that held the office, but a former candidate?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Now there's a local one, and this is an area of Tucson that I'm not familiar with.
Okay.
But I'm going to look it up.
We're going to find out.
Here we go. This is shocking. Washtenaw County Prosecutor Eli Savitt.
Okay.
And you're saying, well, Chris, what? Where's that at? Is that over by the U of A?
Sounds like New York.
It's the county where the University of Michigan is located in Ann Arbor. So from the shores of Lake Michigan to the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, local Tucsonans are saying, give me more Loricon over. I can't make this up.
It's amazing.
Why would you put that on there?
They don't have to deal with the repercussions of her, you know, actions, so I guess it's easier that way.
That Damon Holt guy's on the Conover train. My gosh, what are you doing? Yeesh. That's too good. So anyway, this all started with the Tucson Police Officers Association coming off the sidelines because they've been decently useless over the last couple of years and coming out enthusiastically endorsing Mike Jetty. And we found out that the National Organization of Women, who endorsed her 4 years ago, now want nothing to do with Laura Conover.
Gonna cross the
so
street.
So think about it. Laura's big thing is abortion. Right? She puts that.
She says that she.
And I protected you from those boys who want to take away your abortion. She says it in her crap.
Thing. Right, yeah.
Right? And the National Organization of Women knows she's so bad for women that they don't care about the abortion thing. Because Mike is going to be pro-abortion. That's his thing. It's part of being a
Democrat. Multiple times, very clearly.
Right? So, wow. Wow. Wowie, wow, wow. Damn it.
Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
On that note, we're going to go visit some great sponsors other than Kathleen Wynn, and we're going to, what are we going to do? We're going to play the Ben Shapiro talking to Feng Feng's boyfriend there. Who knew? You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news talk. Gosh, June is busting out all over. Sounds like a climate change problem.
But it's July.
I tell you, my MAGA purity brothers and sisters out there, they're I'm sure when they hear these horrible Wynn ads where she makes up stuff like he's a never Trumper and all this other stuff, they're like, that's a tough campaign. And then when Vince Leach just basically reprints crazy crap Wadsack said, they're like, that's the lowest common denominator campaign ever. Matt, put that on the tribunal list. So Ross,
I need an extra sheet of paper.
Ross Zimmerman is the father of Gabe Zimmerman, the staffer who died in the Gifford shooting. And he actually wrote an op-ed for Mike Jetty. And he says, on her campaign site, Conover has 31 endorsements, mostly current or former elected office holders. Mike Jetty has 75 endorsements. Showing a much broader spectrum of support, especially the legal community. There are two practicing attorneys on Conover. Jetty has 24 current or former practicing attorneys, many well-known and respected. This makes me think Mike will be able to fill the attorney vacancies at the Pima County Attorney's Office. I'll never get the Shapiro. We'll have to save it, I think. So let's get Brushfire Sean on real quick. Brushfire, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to everybody in Tucson. It's Taco Thursday, if you guys don't know. I mean, you can just go right around the corner and get a locally made taco for, I don't know, $3.
Yeah.
It'd be 99 cents, right? I had a little experience on helping my kids buy a, trying to help my kids buy a house. We were up in Sholo, obviously, because Roger Klein was up there.
Yes.
And we were looking at this nice little property up there. I mean, I'm still shocked because my first house was $51,000, right? Well, it's $400,000, but it's like 3/4 acre. Really, really nice house. Really nice house. Obviously, Sholo's got, their schools are probably a factor of 10 better than TUSD, probably a factor of 50 better than TUSD. Kids actually go to shop and stuff, and they have band. You know, they have basic things that we used to teach kids, so they turn out like me and you. But this is their first house, you know, they're 38. They were both in the Navy, so they've got the VA on their side, which is very rare to have the VA on anybody's side. But a $400,000 house up there, Chris, what do you think the property taxes are up there in Sholo per year?
So they're lower is what you're going to tell me?
Get your dinger. Ding, 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 ding.
So $400,000.
$399,000.
Property taxes are $427.37.
Oh, you're a little low.
Okay, hit me. What is it?
$1,116 a year.
Okay.
Would you like to guess at what I pay in the Avenida de la King down here where I live? My house.
$2,700.
At $1,000.
$3,700.
Yeah, I paid $3,690
well,
last year.
It's for those awesome. It's for those awesome roads you have out there, buddy.
Oh yeah, hey. Hey, you want to take a two-wheel drive and come down my road? Locking the hubs. It's so bad. I mean, it's not a road. It's like Baghdad. It looks like F-18s hit this thing.
I was coming out of the Marana Costco yesterday, and that's one of the worst parking lots in relation to not being smooth. And as I was pushing the cart, I can see the eggs that I bought were bouncing up and down, and I'm like, "Oh, this is a Pima County road experiment I'm doing right now." So it's beautiful.
In the Costco, where's Marana Costco? Where's that at?
Over on this is going to be my jerk store. It's on Costco Drive. It's on just Thornydale, just north of Orange Grove.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I know that, by the Home Depot and by John's Manville right there.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
You are correct.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, one of the biggest manufacturing endeavors in Tucson is John's Manville, right south of that place. People don't even know John's Manville's here. That is a massive manufacturer in this town. I don't even know how they let them hang. But I thought it was interesting. It's kind of like the property taxes in Moab, Utah, and the property taxes in Sholo, Arizona are almost equal. And I hate taxes, but at least they're fair. You know, if that makes sense?
I'm with you. I got to get going, man. I hear South Pacific playing in the background. So you have a
great
good day.
Playlist, by the way. I love the interesting playlist.
It's been a fun part of the show this summer. So have a good day. Have a good day, my friend.
I forgot
Alan Kaith's here for the Thursday show. My gosh. Alan Kaith. Wow. All right. Bev's doing a good job with the playlist. Actually, very appropriate. This is my parents' song. This was the song for my parents. And actually, yesterday was their anniversary, July 9th. Colleen, what has Colleen got for us? Following up the Conover riff with Getting to Know You was brilliant. Thank you. Oh, boy. Actually, that's just, we didn't plan
I'll take,
it. That's,
I'll take dumb luck for yeah, that, 500, Alex.
That's the cosmic ballet of talk radio coming together. Coming up on Jump in Tucson is Hall of Famer Alan Kaith. And he has co-hosting with him his Tour de Tucson co-host, Ralph Phillips. So it's the Alan and Ralph show coming up on Wake Up on Jump in Tucson. Excuse me. And as we like to say, one is Jump in Tucson and one is Jump on Tucson, as we say here on Wake Up Tucson. that's Correctamundo. I forgot about that. Very, very cool. 790-2040 is the phone number. Murray, you can be following along with our on our next part of it with solidarityhealthshare.org. And we have filling in the pinch hitter, if you will.
Yes.
Is Dr. John
Ertley. Yes.
John, good morning. Welcome to Wake Up Tucson.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
And what is your what do you do over at the old Solidarity?
So it's Solidarity. So I'm one of the co-founders along with the president, Chris Faddis, and I am the chief medical officer at Solidarity.
How long have you been a doctor?
So I've been a doctor now for over 12 years. And I practice, I specialize in precision and genomic medicine. So I'm very much familiar with genomics and precision, specifically in the field of cancer research. And but I started Solidarity along with Chris to be able to provide life-saving, great Catholic medical care for Catholics and Christians of that want good, affordable, and ethical healthcare options.
So talk about where are we at as a guy who's, you know, on the doctor side of this equation. Chris and I and Brad have talked about it over and over the years, but I want to hear from your perspective. What is the state of healthcare for the average Arizonan right now? And then how does it differentiate between someone in my age and someone who's now, you know, over 65 in the Medicare world? But let's do the state of medical care for the average person right now. Where are we at? Because it's not a great place.
Well, yeah, from a healthcare side, and I think just from everyday Arizonans, they feel and understand that the healthcare is broken, and that it's not working for them, and it's difficult even to be able to, not just their insurance, but it's even hard to find doctors who are willing to spend enough time with the patient to be able to actually find root causes, find out what's actually going on, not just to be able to, you know, mask something with a pill and just get them out of the office. And so when you're dealing with an acute disease, again, it's you know, we've got some of the best hospitals in the world to be able to deal with acute, you know, heart disease or coronary artery bypasses. But when you're in a chronic state or you need a little more time with a doc, we've really found that, again, that many Americans are feeling that the healthcare system is not working for them, or that their doctors aren't invested in actually getting them well or healing. And so this is really when, again, being able to have an insurance is, you know, really created a context of being able to, you know, doctors are doing what they're getting paid for. And unfortunately, with an insurance company, if you're not actually supporting life-saving treatment options, if you're not actually helping support the doctor-patient relationship to be able to get the best kind of healthcare, then oftentimes doctors are not doing this for their patients. And so from my standpoint, again, Solidarity, we created Solidarity to really help to support that doctor-patient relationship, to be able to give that seat back to the actual doctor and patients, to be able to really provide life-supporting options to patients. You know, I just recently published an article on the National Review talking about even doctors not offering these life-saving options to parents and who are being threatened premature delivery, even at the edge of viability. They're not being offered these options. And the data is very conclusive that if you actually just support and treat these babies and mothers that are threatened to have early pregnancies at around 24 to 21 weeks, that there's if you provide those life-saving options, then your insurance company is going to provide those life-saving options, or at Solidarity, we share into these life-saving options, then your babies actually have a fighting chance to be able to actually survive. So this is just one example, but again, it comes to a lot of different examples regards to our American healthcare system that is not really being supported by life-saving options and treatment options for doctors and patients.
I feel like I the way, especially since COVID, that there's better care getting done by physicians, assistants, nurse practitioners than MDs. And I feel like the general practitioner MD has now become a conduit for billing from the consolidation of the big hospital systems. Does that sound accurate to you?
Chris, that is incredibly well said, because that's exactly what is happening. And unless you're outside of that system, you're a conduit of a pill pusher or a billing system that your system is not working on behalf of the patient. You know, I often like to say, you know, even when I started into this, I think about an insurance company, and I've always thought, well, if you're part of a big Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, United, you know, the biggies in the insurance world, if you have an insurance, you're paying an arm and a leg for this insurance, but really, they don't have your best interest in mind. The interest that they have in mind is their shareholders. It's their shareholders. And what we've seen since the Affordable Care Act, is that the tears for the shareholders of the big Buka systems are on a tear. They've continued to be able to drive. And I see this because I've oftentimes then see people that are stuck in this insurance conglomerate that are actually needing care, but the insurance company is unwilling to be able to provide or cover the care that they need. And so this is really a concern that I have. And with Solidarity, we kind of break those boundaries because, again, it's not insurance, but we share into these therapies that are able to actually support our members. Alternative integrative therapies, and with COVID, there was a lot of alternative integrative therapies that were actually really successful beyond just, again, the concerns and problems of, like, the remdesivir and such. So, again, we were able to really help us and support a lot of our actual members getting the care that they needed as a result of the COVID crisis, because we were offering these other therapies and really respected doctors and their expertise and the research, the data that was behind the actual treatments that were being provided, instead of just looking at it from a top-down bureaucrat systematic model, really trusting a doctor and their patient to be able to make good decisions.
I kind of want to do the thing. This doesn't really work on radio. Everyone listening, raise your hand if this is you. You have a general practitioner MD that every time you go, you never actually see the MD. How many out there? Raise your hands.
Large majority.
So literally, I have a loved one who has this, you know, MD. They were bought out by one of the big hospital systems, right? She keeps telling me, everyone, who's your primary care? And she keeps saying this woman's name, but I've never seen her on the last seven things that we went to go see her on, right? And one of those was one of these useless Medicare wellness annual checkups where they took her blood pressure, they took her weight, everything was fine there. They answered a crazy questionnaire, including what organizations do you belong to? Real question. And then I go, what are we doing here? And she goes, well, let me take this person's blood pressure again. I was like, you already did. What's going on here? Right.
Well, it's unfortunate. I'll take you one further. I mean, for me, I've heard, you know, story after story about, you know, you go to see your doc and you're getting your cholesterol performed, you're getting your basic blood work, CBC, CMP, and yet the patient is feeling like, they get told by the doc, well, your cholesterol's a little high, maybe you have a little elevated blood pressure. They're going to put you on a couple of medications for the cholesterol and the blood pressure, and you're thinking, well, that's well and fine, but everything else looks good, and you're told by the doc, okay, you're doing great, keep up the good work, but you're feeling that your energy levels are low, your brain isn't functioning the way that it needs to, and this is where you start to feel that something may be off, but your doctor is never even touching it. See, this is where you want to dive down deeper. This is what the level of personalized medicine and actually taking some time to understand, well, why exactly is it that you're not doing as optimal as you could be, and why is it that you're feeling a little more sluggish? Why is it that the weight is staying on a little worse than it used to than 10 years ago? And this is where you can actually optimize your own health. And I think this is really important because we too frequently, it's almost, in tongue in cheek, I like to say many times, I've been to Texas, I've seen the actual way the Texans treat their cattle, and they treat them incredibly well. You know, the veterinarians are spot on, they're taking care. And oftentimes I think, man, are our American patients being taken care of right now in our healthcare system as well as Texas cattle? Because again,
I want to answer that question for you.
Being taken care of.
That's an absolute no.
Yeah, sure.
That's an absolute no.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but this is where being able to be an advocate, you know, I always share, patients need to be their own advocate. Patients need to be able to, again, this is what I love. You know, with the advent of the internet, and obviously you can't be Dr. Google, right? But there is something to being able to bring ideas to your physician and finding physicians that will listen to you. Finding physicians that, and I always like to say, find physicians that are open to be able to actually to consider ideas and thoughts instead of just following this square peg and a round hole mentality that everybody has to fit. What we know is that there's so many different reasons why patients are chronically ill or not doing what they need to do or not being optimized or not being on the write specific diets for you. So find doctors that are able to listen and then really make sure that they're following the data and doing the research. You can help them with that as far as this goes. And then finding an insurance company or a health share like Solidarity that's going to actually share into these actual things that are able to support you in that journey so that, you know, we have a list of a lot of preferred providers with Solidarity where you can actually go and find doctors that I vetted. I know these doctors, and this is where we actually can help support our members to be able to actually drive them into the care that they're needing, because they're good doctors, and at Solidarity, they're working with us and our members to find the kind of care that I believe is appropriate for the dignity of the human person to be able to live their best life.
Well, I love what you guys do. We're huge supporters, and a lot of our listeners have taken advantage of it. And we love what you do. And again, just gotta be your own advocate in everything. But opening up people's brains to being their own advocate more than ever with their healthcare is huge. So keep up the good work, Dr. John.
Chris, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Fattis said you weren't going to be as good as him, but what turned out to be you were just as good, maybe a little better than Fattis. I just want to let you know that.
I thank you. I'll make sure I remind him of that frequently.
All right. Keep up the great work, my friend. SolidarityHealthShare.org. It's the better way to do it in a more ethical way and a more reasonable way for your pocketbook. Dr. John Ertley, have a great day.
You too.
Later, amigo. SolidarityHealthShare.org. All right. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to grab Alan Kaith for a crossover here. We're going to do a little crossover with Alan Kaith. We're going to test him on traffic when we come back. So, my girl back home from South Pacific. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. All right, 8:53 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson. Thanks to Bev from Catalina for her playlist. You guys are sending me 18 songs and controlling the bump list, and she wanted some Rodgers and Hammerstein, and that's what happened today. So, and just looked like he a man who just looked like he rode in the El Tour de Tucson. The great Alan Kaith is here. Good morning, buddy.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Well, Chris, I got sick. I got pretty sick, but I'm coming back.
All right. How many pounds you lost? You lost a bunch of pounds.
I lost a lot of weight. I'm medium Al. Maybe small Al. When everything's said and done, I may be small Al, which is unbelievable to me.
It's good. It happened for all the wrong reasons, but it's good.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it off, too, because it's just, I feel better.
Sure. You know?
So.
Absolutely. Who's this strapping young lad to the left of you?
Ooh. Well, he is my partner. He's my partner in crime. He is the voice of El Tour. He's been with me on the El Tour Ride Day radio show since...
Almost 20 years now.
It's been close. Yeah. And this is when Mr. DeBernardis was running things.
Yeah.
And they paired us together, and they didn't know if it would work, and it works. Ralph Phillips from Fairwheel Bikes.
It's great to be here. I love working with Big Al. He's great. He can make anything look good, including myself.
I feel like, again, so I have a friend of mine who's a huge cyclist, triathlete. He's always he's the El Tour de Tucson. Excuse me, the Tour de France. He's there right now with. There's a guy you probably know him. He does vacation packages to France.
Riccitiello.
That's the guy.
Riccitiello.
Yeah.
His kid Matthew just rode in the Tour of Suisse. And he's 22 years old, and I've seen him growing up, and he placed 5th GC overall. I mean, that's a big hot dog race. And I'm surprised they didn't put him in the Tour de France, but they're holding him back for the Vuelta a España. This kid's going to be great.
So my buddy's girlfriend, she has a business where she does sports massage and flexibility and stretching.
Sure.
And so she works with Riccitiello as she goes on the trip
to
work with the athletes that go on the trip.
Yeah.
And so they're in Lyon, France right now.
Nice.
Doing their thing. And they go through basically whatever the tour just went through.
Yeah, they'll be there.
You ride it after the professionals.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So.
Done it, been there, got the t-shirt.
Thank you very much.
This guy is international as well. Just tell him where you've been riding. Other than Italy, tell him where you've been.
Italy, Spain, France, Those are the major ones. Right. I just love bicycle riding, bicycle touring, and it's a whole new aspect there. You get into Italy, Spain, France, you're on a bike, you're a king. You know, you don't get harassed, you get helped. It's wonderful.
I just like watching it for me. I have no perspective. I mean, for the first couple of years of the tour, Tour de France, I always like, who's this Jimmy Peloton guy, right? And so I just love watching the overhead views.
Right, the helicopter views.
It's the best.
Well, that's a great point to enter this. We're going to talk about track racing. And one of the reasons they introduced track was for the spectator. I mean, you go to the Tour de France and you wait 4 hours, and then the people who are sponsoring come through and throw candy at you.
Right.
Then the officials come through. Then the motorcycles come through. Then the Peloton comes through. That all happens in 5 minutes. You've been there for 4 hours.
Correct.
You go to a track, you watch the whole race.
It's like NASCAR for bicyclists.
Yeah, it's great.
Round and round we go on a 250-meter
track. And you see everything, every movement, and some of the events, you know, are made to really look kind of dangerous.
I'm point tracing. How many hours are you on the air for this thing when you guys?
1 hour.
Just an hour. Okay, you're not doing.
No. On race day, we're on all day. I produce that show.
Yeah.
Don't yell at me. It feels like you're the filling time side of it. Like, how do you make it interesting? Because this, like, you know, I've had Brian Jeffries on the show, right? And okay. Brian does a college baseball game by himself, which,
oh, wow.
You know, a college baseball game is about 12 hours right now.
And he can fill that up?
That's Instasomnix is what that is compared to this.
So I'm thinking about
how do we do it, Ralph?
What's that?
How do we fill sick? Well, I mean, we do the cut-ins, and then we do a full hour after that.
Yeah, we get broken. We have like 15 minutes of dead time where Al tells me what to say and what he wants to cover, and the channel is covering like a college football game. Then we come back on live.
And we have a full hour and 20 minutes after that.
Right.
Talking to winners and losers and anyone interesting. That
is great. I love that part.
Yeah, I mean, we have
Before I go, we're going to run out of time. What's the goofiest thing that happened to you guys on the air?
On the air?
Yeah.
Oh, we've been stuck in funny cars. A lady got a little drunk, and she had the keys of the car, and they couldn't find her.
Our pace car from the corporate sponsor didn't make it, so we had to borrow a pace car.
And it was Richard D's, Bernardus's.
It was Richard's car.
Cracked windshield and everything.
Yeah, we had to use his pace car.
Early years.
But we have plenty of time to talk today about Tucson's first and only, and America's first and only aluminum velodrome that is coming to Tucson.
That's exciting.
Now, am I paying that with my tax dollars, or is someone else doing this?
You're free.
We've got money in this room.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this guy going to talk about his beaver shots he showed me?
He might.
Oh, let's not go there.
He's got a nice ranch.
No, it's beautiful. You showed me a picture of a real beaver out in the out in the Benson Whetstone area. It was awesome. So, all right, Alan Cave. I'm glad you're here alive.
Thanks.
and fighting shape. Ralph, pleasure meeting you.
Likewise, Chris. Thank you.
And keep up the good work. I look forward to listening to you guys.
We're ready.
Charles and Mel are our guests, and they're coming up at 9:06.
I love it. Tomorrow we got the Westward Look Resort. We'll be here for Food Friday. Mark doing Top 10 Movies. Everyone have a great day.